It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster, in for Rob Ferret on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
After seeing an uptick in gang-related violence last summer, dozens of Milwaukee community organizations banded together to see what they could do to prevent a repeat.
That collaboration, which included several neighborhood organizations, the City of Milwaukee's Office of Violence Prevention, the Milwaukee Police Department, and a host of businesses and faith-based groups, led to the Bridge Project, which launched this weekend.
The Bridge Project is a campaign to inspire the people of Milwaukee to build bridges of peace and nonviolence. Its goal is to inspire hope and build bridges between communities to prevent crime and violence.
With us to talk about the project is Dawn Barnett. She's co-executive director of Running Rebels Community Organization, and Derek Schotz, a youth advisor for the organization called Violence Free Zone. Dawn and Derek, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Dawn, let's start with you. Give us an overview of what the Bridge Project is.
Sure. Well, the Bridge Project was, like you stated in the introduction, it was an idea from several different organizations from across the city to come together. Last year was really a difficult time here in Milwaukee. We had the exact number was 105 homicides in Milwaukee last year, which was the largest number that we've had in 6 years. And it was actually a 15% increase over 2012. So I think churches, community-based organizations, agencies, I think everybody just got to a point where they just said enough, no more. What is it that we can do to really start making an impact and to do something so that our city, the city that we love, doesn't end up in a terrible place? So an amazing thing happened. I mean, organizations throughout Milwaukee started acting in similar ways. We started having similar conversations. We started coming up with similar ideas. And it was actually a collective effort to say, hey, can we first of all showcase that we can come together in Milwaukee, whether you're from the north or from the south, or whether you're right wing, left wing, it doesn't matter what religion you are. Can we show that first we can come and do something in unity? And that's what the purpose of last Saturday's event was it was just the kickoff, just the start to say, hey, we can come together, unify in one message, and have one call to action. So even though it was a beautiful event, we did not want it to stop there, and it was never planned to stop there. It was just a kickoff to show that we can come together as a city.
And Derek, what about you and your organization, Violence Free Zone? From your perspective, how did this get off the ground? Did you come and approach others, or did someone approach you and say, come help us, we will be better together than apart?
I was approached by the people who are at the table of this project with the understanding that the people like myself and other youth advisors that work in the program serve as a natural bridge between, you know, the older generation and the youth that we serve. I have a real good relationship with a lot of the youth that I work with. I am stationed at Lincoln Center of the Arts. So me and several other youth advisors were asked to be a part of this because they know the connection that we have with young people and how vital young people are to this project.
How are you engaging youth to get them on board with this?
First, they need to understand what the city is facing and what's going on and how necessary the project is, because they may not know. They may not see the direction that the city is heading if we don't start supporting causes like this. So that's where it starts, and that's where the buy-in comes. And a lot of the youth that attended the ceremony are really excited now because they couldn't quite visualize it, but after they've seen the number of people that we brought out and just how great the collaborative effort went, they're very excited now to be a part of something like this, and they know they played just as big of a part as anyone else in the project.
Yeah, how many people were there?
We estimate between 300 and 400 people were there. It was kind of tough to tell in the rain there.
Yeah.
For a second. But I'll tell you, you know, we were at the bottom of the bridge in the Cargill grassy area. And from our vantage point at first, because just to give a quick visualization of how it went, south side agencies lined up on the south side of the 16th Street Bridge, north side lined up on the north side, and then just about almost in the middle on Canal Street, they met up and they joined together to march down Canal Street to the area where we were. So from our vantage point on the bridge, we could hardly see anybody. But when they came together and they marched down on Canal Street, unified as one, chanting as one, it was a beautiful, beautiful sight.
Wow. That sounds amazing. How do you, going back to Derek, you mentioned getting buy-in from the youth. What does it take to get that buy-in?
It first takes a lot of confidence when you're talking to the youth and getting them to believe in something that you believe in. Because if I don't believe in it, they won't either. So it's something that I definitely had to collect information on and see how important and how effective it could be. When I learned that it was something that was going to be ongoing and it was something for the whole city and not just any particular organization or any particular politician, that it was for everybody to be a part of and something that they wanted to continue to grow and go on for years to come, I definitely got more excited about it, and I pushed my excitement on to the youth that I serve.
We mentioned the vast number of community partners that are a part of this effort. I think there are over 40 organizations involved. Is that correct, Dawn?
That's correct.
And how exactly do you plan to maintain, I guess, some sense of organization and perspective on how to keep all 40 of these institutions on the same path? Or is that not as important as simply working toward the greater effort?
No, it's absolutely imperative that we stay connected. And the great thing about Milwaukee is we do have some convening agencies such as Safe and Sound and the Medical College Violence Prevention Initiative, because like between the two of those organizations, they have several organizations that are under their network. So when you have convening organizations at the same table to where we can have a unified message that then spreads out to the networks that work with them, I think that's how we're going to be able to, you know, create an action that is kind of in unison and in harmony. And the wonderful thing is that that's what the Bridge Project has done, is it has gotten everybody at the same table so that we can continue on these conversations.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how violence happens. I mean, this is the impetus for this effort altogether. Maybe, Derek, I'll turn this next question to you. What do you do about violence? How do you go about identifying the source of violence and then digging in to get to the heart of it, to not only end it but prevent it from happening again?
Well, I try my best to, like you said, first identify the source. And most like, you know, any other crime, violence occurs out of boredom or lack of other opportunity. If they're doing positive things and doing activities that we set forth and put in motion for them to do, the chances of them becoming violent at those times are very slim. We got huge buy-in from the youth with this particular project with social media and the audiovisual portion, which is really key to the young people today. They like things like that. They like to be involved in that portion. So we got kids uploading videos and making videos, which is just a crave all throughout the USA, not just for positive things, for anything, period. People want to be a part of social media and audiovisual. So that's one key piece that we're using in this project to keep people out of trouble and keep people engaged.
Mm-hmm. Dawn, what's your perspective on that?
Well, my perspective is that there's no one magic bullet, and you're not going to stop violence. You're not going to stop it altogether. But if we come together, we can make a huge impact. And I think that's the key point of the Bridges Project. What Derek just mentioned is a way in which he and other people involved in his program are making a bridge. Now it's time to say, hey, what are other people's solutions to how you bridge that gap and how you affect violence in your community? And their answers are going to be, you know, it might be completely different. There might be some similar, you know, strings that run through it, but could be completely different. So now it's about, okay, what are people doing citywide to affect violence? And let's showcase those things. Let's highlight those things. Let's keep encouraging those things. And let's reward those things so that they can continue on. And I think that's how we're going to make an impact. No one organization, no one program can do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. It has to be a collective effort.
We're talking with Don Barnett and Derek Schoetz. Both are involved in Milwaukee's new bridge project, a massive collaboration between more than 40 organizations to build bridges between neighborhood communities and to fight violence in Milwaukee.
And we'd love to hear from you and have you join our conversation. Are you a member of the Bridge Project? Is this the type of thing you'd like to see in your community? And how do you think community groups can organize to come together to combat violence? Let us know your thoughts at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@WPR.org. You can also leave a comment on the Central Time Facebook page.
It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world. Is nonviolence.
Is the answer in the future or is it in the past?
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Cynthia Schuster. We're listening to the anthem for Milwaukee's new bridge project. And we're joined by Don Barnett and Derek Schoetz to talk about that project, which strives to build connections between neighborhoods and communities to combat violence.
And we invite you to join the conversation. What are some of the ways you think we should combat violence in our communities? And what is the role of politicians, law enforcement, and other agencies in these efforts? Or is it up to the people to come together? Let us know at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or email us at talk@WPR.org. You can also tweet us at Central Time. WPR is our Twitter handle.
We've been tossing that question to our listeners. What is the role of law enforcement and politicians in this effort? Now I want to turn that to our guests. Derek, let me start with you. What's the role of law enforcement here? In particular, I'm looking at Milwaukee's political dynamics a little bit. In Milwaukee, you've got a police chief, Edward Flynn, and a county sheriff, David Clark, with very different views on gun rights, for example, or versus gun restrictions. Do conflicts like that on the political sphere or with regards to law enforcement leadership make your job of reducing violence more difficult?
It does to a degree. And it makes it hard for me to piece together the importance of law enforcement with the youth that I work with and get them to understand that we are all on the same side with a common goal, which is a safe city. But as long as they become involved in community events and show their faces and show the fact that they are human, they are part of this community and willing to help this community, it makes it a lot easier as well.
Don, what are your thoughts on that? Is the ultimate goal here some sort of policy change to help chip away at violence, or do we have to move beyond that and take matters into our own hands as individuals?
Yeah, I think it's beyond that because I think there's always going to be different beliefs. We're not, you know, the purpose of the Bridge Project, you know, really wasn't to change any policies. It wasn't to get people from the right to be like the people from the left or the left to be like the right or to change different views. It was to say that the things that matter most to us all are in jeopardy. So regardless of all our other opinions and our other beliefs, these are the issues that we need to come together on and say, hey, you know, even though we are of differing opinions, there are still some things that we need to act upon and act upon quickly and come together to show our support in a unified way.
Let's take your calls at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. We'll talk first to Frank in Burlington. Hi, Frank. What's your question?
Hi. No question, actually, but appreciate the call. One of the things that recently had happened, I'm a teacher. I teach art and, of course, always pushing the arts as a positive thing for students and the world. But a situation where a student of mine's artwork was wrecked because a student was bullying them. And so we took the artwork and sent them on their way with some instructions as to how to fix that. Fix this piece of work that was damaged, and then let's reflect on it. You know, one of the things that the arts do, and from Picasso's Guernica to something like a student artwork, is putting it out there in front of the world and making that visual statement. And the other thing it did for this particular student was it allowed them to become stronger as an individual and express themselves through a very public and nonviolent way. So that was a great experience for that particular individual. And now, you know, the work is hanging up and other people can respond to it and react.
Hmm. Thank you, Frank, for that call. Don, what's your take on that? And has the Bridge Project engaged arts organizations in the Milwaukee area?
Oh, absolutely. Arts organizations play a big role. They actually had some wonderful representation in the parade. We had this wonderful, these flags that were made and had names of everybody that had lost their lives to violence. We had a beautiful bridge that was created for people to sign by Vidal, who created this wonderful bridge for people to sign and pledge to be a bridge. Arts is a wonderful way for people to be able to express themselves. And I just, if I could comment as to that, I think that was a beautiful example of how to handle a situation like that. Because when a young person can come face to face and see how their actions have affected another human being, that is so much more powerful than any punitive action that you could take. That was an amazing restorative action, and I appreciate you sharing that story.
Derek Schultz, I wanted to also ask you, in your work with the Violence Free Zone, what other means of nonviolent engagement do you try to pursue, maybe to build bridges between individuals, victims of bullying and the bullies themselves, for example?
Any medium where two people can see eye to eye and enjoy themselves is always good, like art, like athletics. Athletics has always been real big in what we do because it teaches so much. It teaches character, teamwork, you know, all the things that come along with playing team sports. So that's one of the main outlets we use, and also just use honesty more than anything. We admit our faults. When engaging with youth, and we encourage them to do the same, and with each other, which is something that they may have never even thought as being effective. If they can tell somebody that they may have wronged, that they have wronged them, and that person can forgive them, that can go a long way.
Don, at the start of this segment, you mentioned that last year Milwaukee saw 105 homicides just last year alone. You know, for Milwaukee residents, it seems like violence really can hit close to home for many people. But for those outside of the city, it might seem difficult to put violence into perspective. How do you show the rest of the state of Wisconsin that this is an issue that's worth paying attention to?
Well, you know, I think that over time it's going to present itself because, you know, the way that we're all connected and the way in which now, you know, these boundaries are starting to spread, sooner or later, and now, you know, with the heartbreaking story in regards to what happened, you know, with the recent killings with the Jewish community, the Sikh temple shooting. I mean, these are examples of how violence is starting to creep out into other areas in which had not, you know, experienced, you know, recently that kind of violence. And, you know, at one point or another, it's going to touch us all. It is going to. So I think that, unfortunately, our inability to contain life and to contain these types of things, it will show itself that it affects us all.
And Derek, what are your thoughts on that? How do you make others outside of the Milwaukee city limit engaged on this issue?
Continue to focus on it and strengthen it to make it worth being engaged from someone outside of the city. I'm pretty sure violence has no limits. Bullets have no limits. I'm pretty sure they're facing similar problems. So if they see that what we've done is effective, they have no choice but to acknowledge it and possibly collaborate with us.
You mentioned what a powerful event the march was on Saturday afternoon. How do you maintain that momentum going forward? What's next for the Bridge Project?
Well, we got some wonderful things coming up. You know, we have the Bridge Project anthem video premiere. You played a snippet, a teaser of what that song is, and it's going to be set to a wonderful video which will show some powerful scenes that hopefully, you know, to your question of how do you engage other people in this movement, hopefully it will compel people. You know, hopefully the words of the song, hopefully, you know, as people really start to become intimate with some of these stories of violence and how it affects people. So that video premiere is going to be in June of this year. And then...
We will look forward to that, Dawn. Thank you so much. And thank you to Derek as well for being with us.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us.
It was Dawn Barnett and Derek Schoetz talking about the Bridge Project, a new anti-violence initiative underway in Milwaukee.